Pancreatic cancer kills 22 people a day in the UK, but the disease is one of the hardest to diagnose, and doctors admit they still know comparatively little about it. Well, Ali Stunt is a pancreatic cancer survivor and founder of the charity Pancreatic Cancer Action. Ali, good morning.
Good morning.
What is pancreatic cancer?
Well, pancreatic cancer is a malignancy of the organ, the pancreas, which is a gland that is about 6 inches long, shaped like a pear lying on its side, and it lies in a deep location in the body behind the stomach and in front of the spine. And pancreatic cancer affects about 8,000 people in the UK every year.
The survival rate, Ali, is very low. Only 3% of those diagnosed survive for more than 5 years. Why is that?
Well, I think mostly that's because of most people are diagnosed very late. A lot of symptoms can be vague and can be dismissed as by patients and doctors as being something not to worry about. And as a result, many patients are diagnosed when their disease is already spread away from the pancreas into other organs. And sadly, most patients on diagnosis will have a life expectancy of a mere 4 to 6 months.
You yourself have survived pancreatic cancer.
I have indeed, and I'm now sort of in my seventh year, as it were, and I'm one of the very lucky few people, and it's one of the reasons why I've got involved with all of this, because I hadn't heard of pancreatic cancer before my own diagnosis, and there's a real lack of public awareness about the disease. Not many people are aware of what the signs and symptoms are. They don't know much about the statistics, about the fact that it's so underfunded, etc. So we really need to get these messages out to people.
What are the symptoms?
Well, a lot of them, as I mentioned before, can be fairly vague and be dismissed as being something else. But predominantly we're looking at either upper abdominal or sort of upper tummy pain. And sometimes that can radiate round to the back. You can also get back pain. And that back pain is importantly upper back pain, not in the lumbar region. And that sometimes can radiate round to the front. Some people suffer from pain on eating. Some people have jaundice, and that's yellowing of the skin and the eyes, and sometimes people present with itchy skin, which is a symptom of the jaundice. Some people will have indigestion symptoms, which a lot of us will suffer from, that don't have pancreatic cancer. But importantly, if people have indigestion type symptoms that are being treated by the doctor with medication and those symptoms are not going away, then people need to go back to their doctors. And other things like pale and smelly stools that don't flush away easily are something to watch out for. And also, if you're losing weight and you're not trying, that you really need to go and get that investigated by your GP.
Ali Stunt from the Pancreatic Cancer Association, many thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.